Act Three of Magic Town, starring James Stewart as Rip Smith and Jane Wyman as Mary Peterman. The news that Grandview is the perfect barometer of all American opinion has struck the front pages of every newspaper in the country. Overnight, hordes of reporters, promoters, and experts of a dozen different varieties have poured into what was once a little community that minded its own business. At the municipal building, Mary is attending a special meeting of the town council.
Come in, Mary. Sit down. I was just telling the councilman why we're being talked about from coast to coast. People coming in on every train.
By car, too, and by bus. Even on whatchamacallit. Foot.
Why not? Who would want to live in the perfect town?
I don't know why you sent for me, but don't you think you ought to do some planning? Things are moving so fast.
That's just why we sent for you, to handle our publicity.
Another long distance call, Mayor.
Who is it this time?
Manufacturer wants to build a plant here so he can advertise made in a typical American town.
Get his name. I'll call him later. Collect.
Yes, sir.
Just watch real estate values.
Hey, look out the window. The taxicab company's starting a touring service.
Wonderful. Look at what that sign says.
Typical tour of the typical town. $1.
See the public opinion capital of the USA. Where they live, where they work, what they eat.
I still say we'd better do some careful thinking.
That's just what we've been doing. And here's our first project, Mary. We're going to build booths all over town. Official polling booths, where folks can cast their opinion on the question of the week.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
We find out what our citizens are thinking, and we sell the results. Make a fortune for the town.
Who's the idiot that dreamed that one up?
I am. I mean, what's the matter with it?
Well, that's our chief export, isn't it? Our whatchamacallit. Our opinion. Well, we're through giving them away.
Well, I guess I've seen everything.
Excuse me, Mayor. It's the broadcasting company. They want approval to conduct sidewalk interviews, a daily broadcast from coast to coast.
Certainly we approve.
Certainly we approve. And now then, Mary, about the... Hey, where'd she go? Mary!
Well, Rip, I just spoke to Charlie Stringer in New York. He says we can go to work for him whenever you say.
Oh, sit down, Ike. Sit down. I told you this was a wonderful hotel. Great big veranda to watch the three-ring circus from. Ringside seats. Hey, bring on your baboon.
Oh, Rip, look. What are we hanging around here for?
Hang around here, but I helped put on this show, you know. Come on. Let's take a bow.
Oh, cut it out, Rip. Cut it out and pipe down.
All right, cut it out. Pipe down.
Now, come on. Let's get a hold of that phone and give Stringer your answer, huh?
All right. Let's give Stringer the answer. Good idea. Now, wait a minute. There's Mary. Hey, Mary.
Afternoon, Miss Peterman.
Afternoon, Miss Peterman. What can I do for you?
Oh, there's nothing I came to see Mr. Moody. Excuse me, please.
How do you like your town now, huh? How do you like your fancy, beautiful circus of a town now?
Hey, Ike. Get a hold of some train ticket. Come on, We're getting out of here today.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we've called this open meeting of the town council to discuss plans for our new civic center.
If this is the plan Mary Peterman's been hollering about, I'm all for it.
Oh, but her plan is no longer big enough, Mr. Weaver. We've added $1 million to the project.
Well, it seems to me that's an awful lot of money, Mr. Nickleby. I know this boom has been getting bigger and bigger for almost a month now, but...
Yeah, what about paying for all this? I mean, suppose something should go wrong.
Well, listen, my friend. In 1890, our grandparents built our municipal building with their own hands. If it comes to it, we can do the same thing. Yes, sir. That's the kind of people we are.
Call me Mr. Stringer.
Yeah, just look at this, Ike. Did you ever see anything so cockeyed in your life? Grandview Township Public Opinion Survey. And to think I was worried about those experts. Hey, get Rip in here. No, brother.
I'd rather not disturb him, Mr. Stringer. Rip's thinking.
You mean sleeping? How long's this going to continue? He slept through most of the conference this morning. Suddenly he woke up and said... I hope they remember the back pass dilemma. What's the matter with that guy?
Makes a lot of noise, doesn't he?
Well, Rip, here it is. The first Grandview poll.
Yeah, let me see it.
Gallup also released figures today on the very same subject. How do you feel about a woman for president?
Well?
Exactly opposite results, Rip. That town's gone nuts.
I'm Grandview will be laughed out of existence.
It's already started. The newspapers and radio have been at it all day.
What are they saying?
Well, listen. Listen to this guy on the radio. I guess he's still at it. Let's see.
Town has always been right. It turned out to be ridiculously wrong. Completely out of tune with the country. Well, there should be a moral to all this. No one has the right to assume they know it all. And what this little town of Grandview lost was humility. And when you've lost that, my friends, you've lost everything. Poor Grandview.
Grandview fiasco results in wholesale departures. Hundreds of families leaving town daily.
Real estate values collapse in Grandview, panic.
Dozens of business firms closing as Grandview bubble bursts.
Mr. Smith, why, it is you, ain't it? Didn't recognize you at first in the dark.
Hello, Mr. Quincy.
Thought you was in New York.
No, I just got off the train.
Guess you've heard about us, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You suppose anybody's in there tonight?
There, in the old meeting hall?
Yeah.
Not very likely, Mr. Smith. He seems like everybody's sort of hiding these days.
I guess it's all right if I go in. And...
Oh, sure, sure. Go on in. Good to have seen you again. Rip.
Well, I didn't know anyone was... Oh, Mary.
They don't come here anymore. They don't even talk to each other.
Well, that's no good, is it? People ought to talk to each other. How's Ma?
Oh, Ma's the same. Rip, why did you come back?
I had to come back, Mary. I don't know. I had to. I couldn't work. I couldn't even think. Mary, I love you.
The nights I lay awake hearing you say that.
I love you, Mary.
There was a news story came over the wire the other day. A married woman who fell in love with another man. Her husband stood in their way, so they finally killed him. They thought they were free, but their crime created a terrible wall between them. Until they destroyed each other. We murdered a town, Rip. You and I. We killed an idea my father devoted a lifetime to. And nobody cares. Nobody cares.
But there must be some way to... There must be something we can do.
Now, wait a minute, Smith. Just what is it you're trying to tell me?
That something's got to be done to save this town, Mr. Nickleby. They've always followed you. Get them to do something startling, something that'll give them that old bounce again. Why don't you get them to start that building, that civic center again?
With what? The town's broke.
With taxes. Tax yourself at such a fantastic rate, it'll be the talk of the country.
You're crazy.
Okay, I'm crazy, but it'll take something crazy to wake them up. Look, when I was here before, I used to hear a lot of talk about Senator Wilton. This was his hometown before he went to Washington.
What's Senator Wilton got to do with this?
Well, he was on the same train I was. He's here now on a visit. He told me he's willing to do anything he can to help. Now, suppose we got a group together to do the initial financing. Would you take charge? You
try anything like that, and I'll stop it. This town's through. Finished.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Smith. Well, come in. Come in.
Thank you, Senator Weldon.
Mira's mother's already here. I got hold of her right after you phoned me this morning.
Rip, is that you?
Hello, Ma.
Oh, it's good to see you, Rip.
Thanks.
Well, what's happened? Any luck?
I saw Nickleby last night and the others this morning. They all tell me I'm crazy.
When I think of all those big statements they were making a couple of months ago. What was that the mayor said? We'll build this civic center with our own hands if necessary. Mary wouldn't let us print it, though.
What was that? What was... Ma, that story, that statement the mayor made. Is there a copy of that around anywhere?
Why, yes, I think so.
Senator, may I use your phone?
Help yourself.
We're going to print that story in today's paper.
And the mayor wasn't the only one that made fancy statements.
But that was weeks ago.
We mislaid the story, just found it. Let him sue us.
Well, what all that accomplished with?
Well, for one thing, it'll wake these people up, maybe get them back in that town meeting hall again, talking to each other, taking sides. Hello. Hello, let me speak to Mary Peterman, please.
Well, there's the story, Rip, right across our front page.
Good, wonderful. Mary, I gave the story out to all the wire services. The other papers are going to print it all across the country. We're going to get these people so much flattering publicity, they'll have to do something.
They'll string us up to the nearest tree.
Well, at least they'll be doing something together. Now, get your ma and come on over to the town meeting hall. If there's going to be a battle, you know, that's where they'll stay. Come on, I'll see you over there later.
There they are, Mayor. Mrs. Oh. Peterman and Mary.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Mayor.
What do you mean by printing that we're going through with the Civic Center? Haven't we been lasted enough? It's outrageous.
I'm going to sue for what's this? Libel or something.
Can any of you claim that our paper failed to quote you correctly?
But that was long ago, under different circumstances. Where's Nickleby? He'll know how to handle this.
I wish you gentlemen would quiet down. There's a broadcast we want to hear.
Quiet down? Why, I'm going to raise
a... Here's Nickleby now.
I always thought you were a sensible girl, Mary. Is this story your idea of a practical joke?
If you're interested in practical jokes, Mr. Nickleby, read some of your own statements.
Very funny. Do you realize we have a case against you? And against that fellow Smith, too. He's back of all of this.
Turn up the radio, Mary. Oh,
wait a minute, please. Listen to the radio just a minute, please.
In ridicule, these wonderful people of Grandview are now plunging into a project of such vision as to arouse the envy of every community in America.
Shut that thing off.
And going ahead with the plan to build a city center, even though it may mean sacrifice on the part of every man, woman, and child in Grandview. More power to your Grandview. Godspeed and good luck.
That's all we wanted to hear, Mr. Nickleby.
Some of you may be crazy, but no one's going to sweet talk me into going broke. Now, what I
heard, half the town's coming here. Look!
There's Rip Smith now with those high school kids. The basketball team. Hey, there's my what's-it, my son. You're Stu, Nickleby.
Come on in, boys. It's your town, too, you know. All you folks, come on in.
All right, Junior. What's all this about?
Well, Pop, you promised us all a new whatchamacallit, high school. And, well, we want it.
Hank, you go on home this minute.
Yes, sir. Well, except we've talked this over, Dad, and we've decided if men like you quit the team, we're going to quit, too. We don't want to live in a town we have to be ashamed of.
Are we going to stand here and let a bunch of kids tell us how to run our affairs?
We're not trying to run your affairs, Dad. Pip says you're all wonderful people, but you've just lost your nerve.
Listen to me. Why not? Why can't we do it? Our fathers didn't quit when they were in a jam. That's when they started to fight. Now, just what is it that's so wrong with us?
For heaven's sake, Mary, it takes money to build. Where's it coming from?
Well, let me read a statement of yours, Mr. Mayor. If necessary, we'll build it with our own hands.
Well, that was a long time ago. Mary, are you suggesting that we do that? Actually build it with our own hands?
Well, certainly.
But I suppose if everybody pitched in and helped...
This is idiotic. The property's been sold. The council approved it.
Sold?
The council approved it.
It's the face I've made of it.
All right, Joe. Go on. Speak now. Go on.
Okay, Rip. Hey, Dad. Hey, Pop.
Now, what do you want, Joe?
Well, you're on the council. Rip says you had no right to approve it. Rip says a thing like that's got to be put up to the voters.
Why, of course it's got to be put up to the voters.
Well, what about it, Mr. Nickleby?
We were going to do that, of course. Meanwhile, we just assumed you people wouldn't care.
Wouldn't care?
That's right. We just plain lost our nerve.
Wouldn't care if we didn't get a chance to vote? No, sir. Maybe whether a town lives or dies isn't important to some people, but it is to me. I feel like my own family's breaking up, and I don't like it. And if starting part of the Civic Center, like, say, a new high school can save it, then I'm for it at any price.
I'll organize all the workmen in town, the bricklayers and the plumbers.
I'll close up my office and what's this? Supervise the whole project.
Oh, gee, that's whatchamacallit, Pop. Well,
I'll furnish the carpenters.
I'll put in the fixtures.
I'll line up the painters.
We'll supply the pupils.
Well, I have a couple of them anyway. We'll be married.
Oh, Rip, it's so wonderful. Everybody's going to help.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, no. That's something we'll be able to take care of ourselves.
Our stars will return for their curtain calls in a moment. How come, Libby, you're reading Mother Goose rhymes?
Why, I've discovered how Mother Goose solved the dishwashing problem, John.
How was that?
Well, she ate with a spoon, and when she was finished, the dish ran away with the spoon.
Oh, Libby.
Well, I know lots of women who wish dishes would run away after a meal.
Since they don't, let's make a suggestion. Use Lux Flakes for dishes.
You're right. With Lux, you avoid one of the worst things about dishwashing. Horrid dishpan hands.
Yes, ladies, you can prove for yourselves how soft and smooth Lux leaves your hands. Even if they are rough and red now from strong suds, you'll see definite improvement in just a few days. Yes, changing from strong soap to Lux Flakes actually takes away dishpan redness. Many tests have proved it.
And, John, you know how we women watch pennies like a hawk these days. You ought to say that Lux is really thrifty for dishes. It goes further.
Because Lux suds are so rich, they wash up to twice as many dishes as the same weight of 10 other leading soaps tested. Yes, indeed. Lux is thrifty. Now, here's Mr. Keeley with our stars. Mr. Keeley in Washington, D.C., and the stars on the stage of the Lux Radio Theater in Hollywood.
If Rip Smith could poll our listeners on their reaction to tonight's Lux Radio Theater play, I'm sure he'd get enthusiastic answers. Thanks to the good work of our stars, Jimmy Stewart and Jane Wyman. I only wish I could have been there to have watched you two in person.
Well, we certainly missed you, Bill. Seems strange to see that producer's chair unoccupied.
Thanks, Jimmy. But I don't know any way in which I could have added to your fine performance.
You say that you just started your new picture, Bill? The Street with No Name?
Yes, we spent the day at the FBI Academy in Quantico, getting some authentic scenes and their drive against crime.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting, much-needed picture, Bill. And you have two fine young stars in Mark Stevens and Richard Whitmark.
Yes, I certainly have. And I'm extremely grateful, too, for the cooperation that we're having in Washington.
When do you get back, Bill?
Well, not for another 10 days, I'm afraid. But incidentally, Jimmy, before I left, I caught a preview of your latest picture, Northside 777. I enjoyed it immensely.
Thanks very much, Bill. Right after Christmas, I go to work again on another one with Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, and speaking of Christmas, I understand, Bill, that you have something very special coming up on Lux next week.
Yes, next Monday night, in keeping with the holiday spirit, we're presenting one of the greatest Christmas stories ever filmed, with all of its original fine stars. Maureen O'Hara, John Payne, Edmund Gwenn, and Natalie Wood in Miracle on 34th Street.
Well, you couldn't have a better play for Christmas, Bill.
Yes, a prize Santa Claus package, because it concerns none less than Kris Kringle himself. Bringing that gentleman to life in a warm and human Christmas story that it should appeal especially to the children in your family. We hope they'll join us.
Well, it sounds like a treat for young and old alike, Bill. We'll be listening. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, and a very Merry Christmas to you. Christmas is a time for sharing and giving. And this year, we Americans have an opportunity to give the greatest gift of all, that of life itself, to millions of starving Europeans. We can do it by pledging ourselves to observe to the letter the food conservation program, by eating no meat on Tuesdays and no eggs on Thursdays, and by saving at least a slice of bread a day. A small sacrifice for us, but one that can help those nations that believe in freedom and democracy make peace on earth a permanent reality. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Flakes, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents Maureen O'Hara, John Payne, Edmund Gwenn, and Natalie Wood in Miracle on 34th Street. This is William Keeley saying goodnight to you from Washington.
Jane Wyman appeared by arrangement with Warner Brothers, producers of The Voice of the Turtle. Our music was directed by Louis Silvers. This program is rebroadcast to our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. And this is your announcer, John Milton Kennedy, reminding you to have all your children join you next Monday night to hear Miracle on 34th Street with Maureen O'Hara, John Payne, Edmund Gwen, and Natalie Wood.
Pepsodent won by 3-1. Yes, in a recent survey, families throughout America compared new Pepsodent toothpaste with the brands they've been using at home. By an overwhelming average of 3-1, they preferred new Pepsodent with Irium over any other brand they tried. They said, new Pepsodent toothpaste tastes better, makes breath cleaner, makes teeth brighter. Yes, with families who made comparison tests, Pepsodent won by 3-1.
Be sure to listen next Monday night to the Lux Radio Theater presentation of Miracle on 34th Street with Maureen O'Hara, John Payne, Edmund Gwen, and Natalie Wood. Stay tuned for My Friend Irma, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.